This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we are 58 years of service to our clients and community. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we welcome you, the rich, the only listener, to our family, because relationships matter to all of us. We are Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Cioli podcast.
The state of the vaccine for COVID-19, among other things today, we will discuss after a contentious hearing on Capitol Hill. Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here. The Cioli Show on Twitter at Rich Cioli and Facebook.com/Cioli Show. It is a pleasure for me to welcome back to the program Philadelphia's own Dr. Stephen Hahn, the commissioner of the United States Food and Drug Administration. Dr. Hahn, good morning.
Good morning, Rich. How are you? My best to everybody in Philly.
Well, listen, you know, the city has changed quite a bit since you've left, a little bit in some ways. But I saw the president the other night, got a cheesesteak. He didn't go to Pat's or Geno's.
Well, that's okay, right?
I think so. In fact, I was kind of proud of him that he did not just go right to the tourist traps. So.
Right, exactly. He heard from an insider.
Well, were you the insider? Is my question.
I was not.
You were
so
not.
But I do go to you know, some of the regular places as opposed to the tourist places, right? Because that's where you often get a great steak.
That's what you got to do. Big news: the FDA authorizing the first point of care antibody test for COVID-19. That's great. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So. You know, point of care is where you, in this case, it's the finger stick, but it's where the test occurs in real time when you go see a doctor or a provider. Just like the point of care tests for the nasal swab to diagnose COVID, this is a point of care finger stick test. Think about diabetics who do finger sticks for blood sugar all the time, that allows for the determination of whether you have antibodies. So therefore have been exposed to the COVID-19 virus. So it is a very significant event in that, you know, now we have a very simple and rapid test that allows us to the country to assess whether you have antibodies to COVID-19. Of course, we want to encourage as many developers as possible to develop these tests, because it'll be another tool that we can use to assess, you know, where people are in this pandemic.
Yeah, and so the idea of the antibodies, theoretically, do we know how long the antibodies last?
So we're learning about that. There have been a number of scientific reports about this, and there does appear to be some variability, but it appears to be months that the antibodies last. But again, we're learning more about this, and you know, more to come on that one. Obviously, this is something that a doctor should help a patient interpret.
Right. And I'm grateful that you continue to move the agency forward with trying to approve these tests as rapidly as possible. I think it's fantastic. If somebody has the antibodies, what can we use, in other words, in developing new treatments, the vaccine? How critical is all that for the future?
So I'm critical, very critical. I mean, you know, the way we're going to put all this behind us, number one is to have effective therapies that if someone gets sick with COVID-19, they survive and, you know, can go on to a healthy, productive life. So in that sphere, we have, monoclonal antibodies, which are synthetic antibodies that are being tested in the clinic right now. They have shown promise in other infectious diseases. So they're the sort of the next therapeutic that everyone's looking at. And then, of course, there's the vaccine. And the vaccine, what we hope is it will have a highly effective and, of course, safe vaccine, and that can be used to prevent someone from getting COVID-19. And as you know, there's a number of trials now in phase three, the latest phases, assessing the safety and efficacy. And when those trials are ready, they will submit the data to the FDA, and FDA will assess it. Our scientists will look at it. We'll look at the science and the data, and they'll make a determination about the safety and effectiveness.
FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn joins me today. Dr. Hahn, of course, who spent lots of time in Philadelphia and is right at the center of the coronavirus efforts here, and we appreciate his time today. Vaccines, the big story that everybody's talking about today is the FDA proposing new guidelines for vaccines, and the president apparently saying that he may or may not approve them. What does all this mean?
So we are building upon our June 30th guidance. This isn't really new information per se. What it is providing clarity to the developers of vaccines about what are we going to need to see to have assurances around safety and effectiveness. Because just remembering that a vaccine is going to be given to people who are in general healthy and don't have the disease. So we have an obligation to make sure that it is safe and effective. So we're looking at what sort of information we can provide to manufacturers just to make sure there's clarity about what we need to see. But this really does build upon our June 30th guidance, where we were very clear with folks about what we needed to see.
And so nothing's changing then in terms of the guidance, or do you expect that there will be a change in terms of what needs to be for you to approve something?
I think this is evolving. Okay. We haven't seen the data from the clinical trials, and we won't until they come to us. But we're trying to give manufacturers a sense of, what would need to be seen in order to assure our scientists and then the American people that the vaccine is safe and effective. That's the place we're trying to get to.
Right. And you are confident that politics is not going to interfere at all here, Dr. Hahn, because I had a conversation with somebody the other day. They said, well, I'm nervous about taking a vaccine if it's developed under President Trump. And I said, that's ridiculous, because the standards are not going to change based on who's president. I mean, the president doesn't get involved in that.
So, as I said yesterday at the HELP hearing on Capitol Hill, our decisions will be made by our career scientists who are experts. I think that's what the American people want. Of course, I am briefed and I understand the science behind it, but our experts who know about vaccines will make this determination, and it'll be only based upon the science and the data, not politics. That's my pledge.
Only on the science and the data and not politics. That's your pledge. And when the president comes out and says, look, if there's going to be stricter guidelines, I get the final say in if those guidelines are going to stand or not. I think people get worried by that. Should they be worried by that?
Well, our scientists are going to make this decision within the FDA. So, again, I want to assure folks that when our scientists look at the science and data, they're the experts. This is going to be their call to assess that, and we will make the absolute best decision for the American people.
So, in other words, it's not that these guidelines have come out because they're trying to show everybody that we're not being political. I think that was maybe what some people thought the president was alluding to, the idea that when he said this was a political move more than anything else, that these guidelines were put out to try to buttress people who were saying, oh, this vaccine is going to be purely political.
Yeah, I can't speak to that. Speak to what the president said. What I can tell you is that this, our evolving conversations with manufacturers is not a political discussion. It's one based upon what we believe we need to see to make the right decision for a vaccine.
Good. I think that makes perfect sense. Look, we want people to feel confident to take it, right, Dr. Stephen Hahn? I mean, they need to feel like this is going to be something that is going to be good for them. I personally trust it. I trust the scientists. If one is approved and you sign off on it as the commissioner of the FDA, I'm in line. I'm going to take it.
Well, thank you, Rich. And as I said yesterday, I'm going to be in line, too, and I'm going to encourage my family to be in line. And I don't think any of us would do anything that would put our families at risk. This is all about the safety and the protection of the American people. That's where I am singularly focused and will remain singularly focused. I lead an agency that is singularly focused on that, doing the best we can to help save lives.
And I think it's important for people to notice that, to know that they got a head start on a coronavirus vaccine, right? This wasn't something they just started looking at in January or February. They've been working on this for years, right?
Well, the vaccine against this particular coronavirus really did start in January and February. Now, you know that there's been vaccines against a number of different viruses, so there's great expertise around the country and all the different platforms that can be used. But in fact, for this coronavirus, the vaccine effort really did start in January and February.
Okay, I understand. Gotcha. That's good to know. Well, Dr. Stephen Hahn, we appreciate it. FDA authorizes the first point-of-care antibody test for COVID-19. Great news. And we're also getting great news on the plasma. Last question for you before I let you go. I know you're a very busy guy. The plasma therapy as well to help people who've been infected?
Yep. Yes, so yesterday, Rich, news on that is that we posted a summary, what we call a lay summary, explaining the data that are available. The data, there's four lines of evidence that support that convalescent plasma may be effective. It certainly looks safe. And we're accumulating more data. We've analyzed additional data, and we posted that yesterday. And if anything, it provides even a stronger argument for plasma as a therapy.
Fantastic. I know how hard you're working. We appreciate how hard you're working. You're getting no sleep, and you're putting your heart and soul into this. So thank you for that.
You know, you're welcome, Rich, and my best to the people of Philly. Rich, it's always great to be on your show. I'd love to come back.
Oh, anytime, Dr. Hahn. Dr. Stephen Hahn, Philly's own. We claim him as ours. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I want to tell you, as we do our hour of nonstop talk, FanDuel Sportsbook. You probably heard me talk about FanDuel Sportsbook by now in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Their world-class sports betting app, FanDuel, makes it easy to find and place your bets. They've got some of the best odds you'll find anywhere, constant enhanced odds boost, and they even get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Right now, new users can place their first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. That's $1,000. And FanDuel is also providing customers the opportunity to double up your winnings through their exclusive NFL, NBA, and National Hockey League double ups. For example, like with football, you place a pregame moneyline wager, and if your team scores 35-plus points, double your winnings, max bonus $50 in site credit, one eligible wager per person. There you go. You go see for yourself why FanDuel is the number one sportsbook app. Just download the app to get started. Be sure to sign up with promo code RICH so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code RICH. Now, you must be 21 or older, present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of nonstop talk. This is the Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All righty. 855-839-1210 is our number. The big story of the day today. You just heard the FDA Commissioner, Dr. Stephen Hahn, talk about how the vaccines will be guided by science, not politics, period. Despite what so many people on the left are saying, people like Joe Biden and others who just put so much fear out there, I think, in people's minds. That big story brought to you by Burlington. Burlington is back, back to school, back to work, back to life, just back. They are constantly restocking those shelves with new products. Burlington stores, go check them out. They are the sponsor of our big story. And, you know, I think it's really important, as you hear Dr. Hahn, he's obviously, you've got all these people in the media keep coming up with these fantasy stories about how the vaccine is going to be something that Donald Trump personally approves and it's not going to be safe. And they've been spreading those lies over and over again for so long. And it's frustrating to all those scientists and the hardworking people at the FDA who are working to try to bring this out. And again, I think they're really worried about the October surprise. Yesterday, Rand Paul talked to Dr. Fauci. This is, remember, Rand Paul's also a doctor, and he's been very critical of Dr. Fauci's support of these draconian lockdowns that are going on out there. This is Senator Rand Paul yesterday. This is a couple different parts here, but let's start with Cut 8A.
Which brings us to an important question. Is man really capable of altering the course of an infectious disease through crowd control? The statistics argue a resounding no. The evidence argues that mitigation efforts have failed to flatten the curve, that most countries, regardless of public health policy, suffered a significant spike in deaths and then a gradual decline. Now, some will argue, what about Hong Kong, Taiwan, South Korea, Japan, each which have had extraordinarily low death rates? Hong Kong, Taiwan, and South Korea certainly enforce stricter quarantine and contact tracing rules than the U.S., but Japan's rules were largely voluntary since their prime minister lacks the legal powers to enforce a lockdown. One explanation for the low death rate in much of Asia is that the population may have a higher degree of exposure to coronavirus colds, and therefore have more pre-existing cross-reactive immunity. If scientists were interested, there is a fascinating field of inquiry looking at susceptibility to COVID-19 and assessment of whether people or not have pre-existing immunity to similar coronaviruses. In fact, pre-existing cross-reactive immunity to coronavirus may explain why we have so many people that have very little symptoms or asymptomatic.
That is a key point, too, is understanding that asymptomatic issue. And by the way, as we also figure out the antibody tests, we'll figure out people who've had it, didn't even know that they had it. That's also going to be a key right there with why these antibody tests are so important. Senator Paul also questioned Dr. Fauci at the hearing about lockdowns, cut number 8.
You've been a big fan of Cuomo and the shutdown in New York. You've lauded New York for their policy. New York had the highest death rate in the world. How could we possibly be jumping up and down and saying, oh, Governor Cuomo did a great job? He had the worst death rate in the world.
No, you misconstrued that, Senator. And you've done that repetitively in the past. They got hit very badly. They've made some mistakes. Right now, if you look at what's going on right now, the things that are going on in New York to get their test positivity 1% or less is because they are looking at the guidelines that we have put together from the task force of the 4 or 5 things of masks, social distancing, outdoors more than indoors, avoiding crowds, and washing hands.
Or they've developed enough community immunity that they're no longer having the pandemic because they have enough immunity in New York City to actually stop.
I challenge that, Senator.
I'm afraid, please, sir,
I would like to be able to do this because this happens with Senator Rand all the time. You were not listening to what the director of the CDC said, that in New York it's about 22%. If you believe 22% is herd immunity, I believe you're alone in that.
There's also the pre-existing immunity of those who have cross-reactivity, which is about a third of the public in many estimates from studies, which would actually get you to about
5%. I'd like to talk to you about that also, because there was a study that recently came out that pre-existing immunity to coronaviruses that are common cold do not cross-react with the COVID-19.
Thank you, Senator Paul.
Now, the issue of this herd immunity, right, which is certainly something you want to use the vaccine for to create a herd immunity, and what Senator Rand Paul is talking about here with herd immunity, this is not politically correct to discuss what Rand Paul is talking about. The only answer you're allowed to discuss is lockdowns and wearing masks. That's it. The idea that there might be people that have this immunity that might be out there, and then you combine that with people who've had COVID, and then you add this up to a population density where you might get into a herd immunity, it's completely unacceptable. You cannot have this conversation in polite society. You understand? It's unacceptable. The only thing you can do is just say, wear your mask or else do this, do that. You're not allowed to. What Senator Rand Paul said is such, just don't discuss the idea of herd immunity. Don't talk about it. Other countries in Europe, though, talk about it. They talk about it all the time. But we're not allowed to do that here. We have a news report of a woman. Bill, do you have that news report I sent you from Ohio, the woman with the mask at the football game?
1 second, let me pull it up.
Pull that up. Will you do that? Let me go to Roberta. Roberta is in Plymouth Meeting. Hi, good morning, Roberta.
Morning. Thank you for taking my call, and I love hearing about your family.
Oh, thank you.
Of all the vaccines and medications, life-saving medications that we have, of the millions and millions of vaccines and medicines, there's always going to be somebody that has a bad reaction or somebody that dies. And I think if Trump puts out the vaccine and millions of people get it and one or two people get sick or die, they are going to accuse him of murder for political gain, and we have to be prepared for that.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's the thing. And that's why I think they're going to make sure they get this right, because nobody wants to be, A, you don't want to be the pharmaceutical company, right, that approved that created the vaccine that kills people or that got people or that didn't work. B, you don't want to be the FDA commissioner who signed off on that, right? And
yes.
C, you don't want to be the president who that happened on your watch. That's why people that are out there spreading the vaccine hysteria, the misinformation about this coming vaccine, are doing such a bad job, because nobody wants to put their name on something that they know is either dangerous or ineffective.
then we wouldn't have the polio vaccine, we wouldn't have penicillin, we wouldn't have most of the drugs that save our lives now.
You are correct about that. Roberta, thank you for the call. It's an excellent point. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. And you could hear Dr. Hahn. I mean, you could hear him talk about this. He's so incredibly sincere about what he's trying to achieve here, what he's trying to make sure that happens, and do it in a way that we can get this vaccine quickly to move past this, but without doing it in a way that's going to jeopardize the science. He doesn't want to be the guy. Dr. Hahn's a good man. He doesn't want to be the guy whose name is attached to the FDA just signing off on a vaccine for political purposes. He said that. He said that over and over again. And I think he'd quit before that happened. I think that if there was ever political pressure on him to sign off on a vaccine that he didn't believe in, I think there's no doubt he'd quit. He'd walk out of there. He doesn't need to be the FDA commissioner. He's doing this as a service to his country, but he's a doctor. He can make a whole lot more money than this. Right? There's no reason for him to be doing this other than he really genuinely wants to help the country and help our you know, move past this whole thing. This happened in Ohio. This is a news report of what happened here. Take a listen.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. I'm Phyllis Smith. Well, we have some breaking news tonight. Tonight, a Marietta City Schools parent is detained and arrested during an away middle school football game in Logan. This is video shot by a woman in the crowd. The parent was allegedly refusing to wear a mask when approached by an officer. The police officer appears to use a taser on the parent before placing her in handcuffs. The Logan Police Department says that the incident is currently under investigation, and we have also reached out to Marietta's athletic director. We'll keep you updated on this developing story.
Well, you can watch the video for yourself. It's on YouTube, and make your own determination about that. But again, I tell you, over and over again, I keep saying it, that, you know, mandates are not enforced by hugs and kisses and candy. They're enforced by force. So whether you have a situation where you mandate a mask on the local level or the federal level, you're going to involve the police. It's inevitable that it's going to happen. And this was an outdoor event. She wasn't sitting by anybody. She was by herself in an area. If you're going to talk about police reform, and yet you keep coming up with more ways that law enforcement is going to interact with the citizens, there are going to be things like this that occur. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. But the good news is that we are really moving forward here. The science is on our side. There's no doubt about that. And you also know that Dr. Hahn doesn't want to pick sides in all this with the vaccine. He's not looking to pick sides. He's just simply looking to do his job and to do the best that they possibly can. 855-839-1210 is our number today. All right, let's, Bill, I'm going to give you a heads up to look for more social media check-ins, all right?
Okay.
And do you have the Remy People Will Die clip?
I do. I have.
Fantastic.
That.
So I mentioned this earlier from Reason.com. It's a little snippet of it. But again, Governor Phil Murphy tweeted that until we get to zero deaths with the coronavirus, zero is the new standard. And I think that's absurd. And you can apply that to anything, basically. So years ago, this comedian Remy, excuse me, he put out this little video mocking these totalitarian politicians who would love to use their power to keep people from dying. You know, it's an excuse to have more power over us under the name of saving even just one life. Take a listen.
These cuts are blood money. People will die. Let's be very clear. Senate Republicans are paying for tax cuts for the wealthy with American lives.
People need kidneys, it's sad but decreed, yet the senator's hoarding one more than she needs. I offer this bill and I hope you'll vote aye, unless of course you just want people to die. Traffic deaths have many crying with fear, over 30,000 people are dying each year. This modest change I propose must be applied, unless of course you just want people to die. Alcohol deaths are exceeding comparisons, black people, white people, Native Americans. We need to ban alcohol, it can't be denied, unless of course you just want people to die. Murders are bad. They have no defenders, yet many are committed by repeat offenders. I say lifetime in prison, whatever the crime, unless of course you just want people to die. Well, I don't have a bill or a groan to detail. I just need a short clip for my donor email. Tim, there's blood on your hands. You want people to die. That good? Cool. Tim, dinner at 5? Yeah. The car deaths I mentioned are terrible stuff. Doesn't seem one seatbelt is ever enough. You must vote for my act so that fewer will cry. Unless, of course, you just want people to die. The carbs, the container, we cannot ignore. Whipped cream's killing more people than ever before. This bill would be passed and be ratified if those people that didn't want people to die. Why not weigh all the costs, the effects, the results? Empathize with each other as if we were adults. Use our brains to craft arguments, not vilify. See that freedom's a traitor.
You want people to die!
I tried.
And by the way, some of the various acts in there. Thank you, Bill. It's like the two helmet act. Is that the end of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The two helmet act to make people have to wear two helmets all the time. Several seatbelts. The cruel whip act, which would not allow people to have cool whip, like whippets, you know. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff in here. It's great, but it's a short clip of the full video. But that's the mentality a lot of people have. And it's crazy to me that we would be in that place. It's nuts. And think about this from voting, right? The perspective of voting. Two stories today. Pennsylvania election results could take days to process. Days to process. This story from the Washington Examiner out of Youngstown, Ohio. Selena Zito writing this. Our buddy Selena Zito, that she says that if you pull up to what is now known as the Trump House, it is not out of the ordinary to come face to face with a constant flow of curiosity seekers, hundreds on a weekday, thousands on a weekend. Some go to get signs. Some pose for photos. There's enthusiasm. Voters in Pennsylvania, whether they are supporting Trump or Biden, are ready to vote. They may not have figured out yet if they will be mailing in their vote or using an absentee ballot. But voters know the risks. They want to do what suits them. They're ready to go. However, based on what happened with the primary, what they're looking at now is that basically it could take days, maybe weeks, to count this, to count all the votes in Pennsylvania, because there's such enthusiasm. You're going to have such high turnout numbers is really the point of her piece. And I'm telling you right now that another point here is that if you and I can go to a grocery store and shop in person, you can vote in person, too. The Atlantic has a piece by Russell Berman explaining all this as well and saying that, look, you know, there's no doubt you can vote in person safely. Will Democrats tell their people that? Or are Democrats going to keep pushing the fear because they keep wanting to push the mail-in ballots? And, you know, the whole point of this very well-written piece is that he concludes it by saying Rahm Emanuel, who's, you know, you see him on TV a lot, and his brother Zeke Emanuel, they know a thing or two about political messaging. And the Biden campaign, they've converged on the grocery store as a point of comparison, albeit in a slightly different way. They say, you know, people have continued during this entire pandemic to shop in person for their food. They've gone to the grocery stores. They've done all these different things that people can figure out their comfort zone. If they can't go to a grocery store, they can have food delivered. There's other ways they're able to get the same thing. But the point is, you have the options. In some states right now, Democrats are acting like the only safe way to vote is by mail at home, when that's not true. Just like getting your groceries, for some people, most people, more than safe if you go to the grocery store in person. Same thing with voting in person, more than safe. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210 is the number for you. We're doing our hour of nonstop talk. We're not going anywhere. This is what we do on this show, and we are so grateful to have you with us today. Winter is coming. Yes, it is. And you spend a lot of time in your home, right? Too much time to be uncomfortable, don't you think? Whenever your house is too hot or too cold, it takes your mind to a different place. You start thinking to yourself, what is it, my windows, my furnace? What do I have to replace? What if it's none of those things? What if it's just a matter of your home has bad insulation? USA Insulation will come to your home with their premium foam insulation, inject it into your walls, and you'll be so much more comfortable and save so much money in utility savings. In fact, like with our house, not only are we more comfortable, but the money we're saving has paid for itself. So instead of waiting for one day to be comfortable, call USA Insulation today at 267-551-1900. 267-551-1900, and you could save up to $1,000 ahead of the busy winter season. This might be the most comfortable and efficient home upgrade you could make. USAinsulation.net, 267-551-1900, USAinsulation.net.
You're listening to 60 Minutes of Nonstop Talk. The Rich Cioli Show. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. Live from the Malamud & Associates Law Studios.
This is amazing. I saw this story, Dawn. You'll like this. This NFL player.
Yes.
Darius Leonard. He threw his gloves to a young fan following the Indianapolis Colts win.
She already loves the story.
She's already crying.
Because it has a young kid in it.
Yeah, it has a young boy in it. Just like my Michael, my David.
My Michael.
He didn't realize his wedding ring was inside one of the gloves.
Oh, my gosh.
That's amazing.
So he revealed on Monday the kid who received the glove was found himself with his wedding ring right there. So.
And he nicely said, oh, excuse me, you gave it back, right?
No, the kid hocked it, which I think is smart, too. Really smart, you know?
It's a sin.
That's what you got to do right there.
He has a yacht now.
Yeah, this is the smartest kid in the world. He's like, not wedding ring, what? I don't have any wedding ring. What do you mean? That's some good memorabilia right there. The glove and the ring.
Is this like, you know, he didn't have his wedding ring, so he made this up to his wife? Like, where's your ring? Oh, remember, I gave that boy my gloves.
I gave that stripper, I mean, the young boy my glove, and it's had it in there.
I gave it to a kid.
I swear it was in my glove. I swear it was. Well, this is cool because they did there's a podcaster, Tyler Brook, who revealed on Monday that the kid who actually got the gloves from the football player was his step-nephew. So the guy doing the podcast talking about all this was actually, it was his step-nephew who found himself with the glove and the ring. He says, my step-nephew got Leonard's game gloves yesterday. He said, adding that Leonard's wedding ring was accidentally in the gloves. Someone help us get his ring back to him. And the star linebacker saw the tweet and immediately responded with a series of laughing emojis. And he said, I need that. So there you go. He recently praised. He said that he and his wife they've been together since kindergarten.
Wow!
He proposed to his now wife Kyla Sanderson after helping the South Carolina State Bulldogs win a game. The on-field proposal was captured in a video. They met in kindergarten. He said, "I'm so thankful to have someone by my side who's really down for me and not what I down for me and not what I have." They share a daughter. And so there you go. Got his ring back. So he won't be sleeping on the couch tonight. Or maybe he will, but maybe just for a different reason. Who knows?
I like your alternate ending where the kid hocked it and is now, you know,
yeah, exactly.
On a beach in Tahiti.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying right now. By the way, the timing of Dr. Han's interview was so timely that while he was talking to me, I have Good Morning America on because I forgot to change the station before. And they were doing the segment on Good Morning America about the White House and Dr. Han and the vaccines. And they were literally showing his face, Dr. Han's face, while I was talking to him on the radio. Think about that for a second, huh?
That's hysterical.
Isn't that something? The headline was White House threatens to overrule vaccine guidelines, which I asked him about. Han's face on Good Morning America. And then they show the president, then they show Dr. Han, and I'm asking him about this in real time as Good Morning America is showing the interview or is doing the story on ABC. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I mean, we're always ahead of the curve. Come on.
Totally.
And yet no entity in Philadelphia will cover this interview. Right?
Right.
None will.
Even after
other radio stations that might be related to us. No news outlets. They will not cover it.
I'm going to send it to our sister station.
You just had the freaking FDA commissioner, the most sought after interview in America today. And I asked him, I didn't hide from it. I asked him flat out. If the president says, you know, he's going to reverse his guidance, what are you going to do? Did you hear me say that, Dawn? I asked him that.
Yes.
I asked him, I said, is the president suggesting that the guidance was created out of politics because maybe you were responding to people who said the vaccine was going to be scientific? I asked him that.
You did.
I'm waiting for the calls from NBC 10, 6 ABC, right? For the audio, right? They'll be asking for the audio. Just be ready to give them the audio later, okay?
Yeah.
We're ready, willing, and able to give anybody the audio. I mean, NBC 10 is also a sister station for us.
We have partnered
with them.
So let's give it to them.
Okay.
We'll just give it to them.
Here you go.
Here you go. Here's the FDA commissioner. And I didn't just ask him. I literally went there. It was uncomfortable for him. He had to say, I can't speak for the president. You heard him say that, right?
Yes.
Crickets. It's like I can hear the crickets in the background from the media outlets in this city, you know?
See?
I guess they'll cover that interview right after they cover the one with Jared Kushner talking about the Middle East peace. Or maybe the interview we did with, who else did we had on? Oh, I know. Maybe the Homeland Security Director yesterday talking about election integrity to ensure the safety of our election. Kind of a big story, right?
All of that is at the top of 1210WPHD.com.
Right there on the website. Yes, Dawn.
You know, I know that they all covered, you know, that exclusive you had with Jared Kushner, who doesn't do a lot of interviews.
Right.
And that was pretty big news.
Kind of a big deal.
They all covered it, right?
They all covered it. They couldn't stop covering it. They kept asking for the audio. It was so hard for Bill to keep up with it.
I'm still backed up on emails.
Still back up with it. And then think about this now too, right? When yesterday Ken Cuccinelli says the best thing you can do for the security of our election is to not retweet tweets from China or Russia who are trying to hurt our election integrity, and that no matter what, this election is going to be fair, kind of a big deal.
Nothing.
Un Gatz, as they say, Bill. My people, they say, Un Gatz. Nothing.
Well, I'm sure there's a story somewhere about, I don't know, a bird that is, you know, endangered somewhere.
You're right. And I did see, it was very helpful
South
yesterday
Jersey.
on a certain, which bird? Are you just being like, kind
no, of no, I'm just saying that I'm sure there's a story somewhere about a bird in South Jersey that is being endangered by something, you know,
because there always is, right, Greg?
Yes,
I mean, there
yes.
always is. Now there, I don't know about a bird. I know about a dog because I saw yesterday a Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg. I saw this yesterday on another radio station in the city that might be related to us. A Snoop Dogg has a whole election thing. At Snoop Dogg is entering the political arena, launching a multimedia voter registration campaign called #VoteWithSnoop ahead of the November 3rd general election. So that's newsy. That's newsworthy. That's newsy right there. So Stephen Hahn of vaccines. What are you going to do? You know what I mean? I'm just saying. So what does Terry want? Why does he keep calling me at work?
I don't think he heard the interview with Dr. Stephen Hahn half hour ago.
Oh, my gosh. Hang on. I got to take Terry. He doesn't. He keeps bothering me
at work.
Terry, I'm working here.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm working. What do you want?
I'm trying to entertain for you, I guess, because – again, he's going to overrule the FDA, is what he said. If they don't go with his idea of putting this vaccine out sooner than it should come out. Also, he's not going to accept the election if it doesn't go his way. You know, Rich, it really sounds like we're in another country, like Russia or China or North Korea or Belarus. Oh, you didn't accept
Belarus?
The
is that even
want.
A real country?
What is the name of it?
I'm asking you if Belarus is even real. It sounds like something in a movie.
No, it's that one where the guy, they're all over there protesting now because he lost the election, but he said he didn't. Like, that's what Trump's going to do. He's going to put in a Supreme Court justice, and he thinks that they're going to rule in his favor to throw out our votes, the Democrats, so he can just rule again forever, which what he said in the very beginning of his administration. He did tell us that I may be in there for life.
All right.
And my daughter can take over for me after I die.
Yep.
Like, you don't call that a dictator or a wannabe king or whatever you want to call him. He is that. He's an authoritarian.
Fine. You call whatever you want. Just don't call it Belarus because it's a funny name for a country, Terry. Why did you hang up? He hung up on me. Guy calls me at work, comes up with his opinions, and then hangs up. Get his number. I'm going to call him at work.
No.
That's what I'm going to do later.
We don't want to call him at work.
I'm going to call Terry at work. So
he's busy.
This is what Trump said yesterday, I think, just to make people like Terry's heads explode. I think he gets joy out of this. I really do. Remember, if the president loses the election, he doesn't have a choice here. He has to leave. It's not really up to him at that point. But nevertheless, cut number 9.
Win, lose, or draw in this election, will you commit here today for a peaceful transferal of power after the election? And there has been rioting in Louisville. There's been rioting in many cities across this country, red and your so-called red and blue states. Will you commit to making sure that there is a peaceful transferal of power after the election?
Well, we're going to have to see what happens. You know that I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster.
And, I understand that, but people are rioting. Do you commit to making sure that there's a peaceful transferal of power?
We want to have get rid of the ballots, and you'll have a very we'll have a very peaceful. There won't be a transfer, frankly. There'll be a continuation. The ballots are out of control. You know it. And you know who knows it better than anybody else? The Democrats know it better than anybody else. Go ahead.
The second question is, will you...
Please, go ahead.
Hillary Clinton recently said Joe Biden should not concede the election. I got news for you. Neither one of these guys are going to concede the election if it's close. Neither one of them. We're going to be going on for weeks and weeks and weeks of lawyers and court and in state court and federal court for weeks. Neither one of them are going to concede. And if it's really, really close, they're probably still not going to concede. It's going to take a court ruling in the favor of probably like a Florida situation. You realize in Florida that neither Al Gore nor George W. Bush ever conceded the election until the United States Supreme Court ruled that the count in Florida had to stop. Like, can we stop? I mean, look, I understand this. Like, when Trump says stuff like this, sometimes I really do wish I could just jump up and go, okay, last question. Like, sometimes it doesn't help him when he goes off on these little tangents and it doesn't sound good. But I'm telling you, the translation of that is exactly what Joe Biden's campaign is thinking too. This thing's going to be close and it's going to be crazy and there's going to be a lot of votes out there and there's going to be a lot of votes they're still trying to count and there's going to be people that claim that their votes, they were disenfranchised, that their votes were rejected. You're already having allegations that people in certain states, their ballots are being returned. There's going to be lawsuits under that, that their 14th Amendment rights weren't happening. What's going to happen in this election is going to make Florida and the Hanging Chads seem like a student council election that was rigged by somebody's like ex-girlfriend or something like that, which literally happened to me in high school. It really did. I'm telling you right now, it did. It's this girl that...
Wait, you lost your own election?
I almost did. She tried to throw the election to my opponent in high school because I broke up with her. And she stood outside the polling place telling everybody what a bad boyfriend I was. And that was terrible, but I still won.
It's voter intimidation.
But it was, thank you, Bill, voter intimidation. It was very, very toxic.
Stood outside with baseball bats.
Yeah, that's my sister's ex-boyfriend. I don't think you want to vote for him, not for nothing. Just saying. This election's going to be a mess. And probably it's going to take the Supreme Court stepping into a state like Pennsylvania and saying, like they did in Florida, what the outcome's going to be. I mean... Neither one of these guys are going to concede. I got news for you. This is going to go on for weeks, maybe months. Don't think when you hear Trump say that Joe Biden's going to go, oh, an election night when they call for Trump, okay, I'll concede. He's not going to. He won't. I guarantee you, Mark, write this down. If on election night they call the election for Donald Trump, Joe Biden will not concede. He's going to come out and he's going to say, we have mail-in ballots that are still being counted. The deadline in certain states like Pennsylvania is not until Friday at 5 p.m. At this point, we are not conceding because we have to make sure and write this down because I'm going to be right. Sorry, I don't mean to yell, but this is what happens during the hour of nonstop talk. Sometimes I realize if I forget to go to the bathroom before the hour starts,
no.
I'm trapped like a wild animal. And when I was at home, I could just bring out a Gatorade bottle, you know, but like now I'm stuck here in the studio because at any moment, Darth Eskin's going to walk by. And I'm sure that violates COVID protocol here.
Oh, yeah. You see his latest email?
We could just put on a, you know, free bird and let you go do
just,
your business.
Just
I don't
let
mind
me
that.
Be me, right?
Yeah. No.
Well, I thought you meant free. No, Darth Eskin's email yesterday. Now he's including us on his daily temperature checks.
Yeah, you know why?
I'm hitting spam on him tomorrow, I think is what I'm going to do. No, why, Bill?
You know why he includes that?
Why?
Because you actively say on the air that you forgot to send it to him.
Oh, is that why?
So that's
so he's
his,
hazing me now?
So that yeah, that's his haze.
My temperature is 100.4 degrees.
Wait, no, below 100.4. Below. Right. If it's 100.4, you have to stay out of out of work for 2 weeks, right?
So you have to call
or shot.
You're shot. You're taken out back. I'm definitely going to have 100.4 degree fever on Friday.
Put it on
tomorrow?
A light bulb.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Friday, right? It's Oh, it's 100.4 degree day.
Suddenly, everyone's giving you a call. We're seeing a pattern here, Rich.
Why is it every Friday your temperature is 100.5 degrees? So mark this down. Write this down. Joe Biden's going to say, ready? Because every vote needs to be counted, because every person's voice needs to be heard. We are not conceding tonight. We're going to wait until all of the mail-in ballots come back in. Now, is that wrong of Joe Biden to do that on election night if the election were to be called for Donald Trump? No, I don't think so. I think Joe Biden would be very smart to do that. Because there are going to be a lot of mail-in ballots, and most of the people voting by mail are Democrats in some states. Be very smart of him to do that. I'm not coming out and calling the guy a dictator for that. But you notice how quickly the left jumps on the fact that Trump's a dictator when Trump is saying the exact same thing. I got to see. I have to see how it is. We have to figure this out. This is the best time. If you've ever thought to yourself, gee, I want to become an election lawyer. Now, this is my advice. I'm going to give my buddy Tom Skopinich because I know he's listening. Become an election lawyer right now. You'll be able to buy a boat after this because of this, what this election is going to be like. So, and by the way, I'd give Donald Trump the exact same advice I'd give Joe Biden. If on election night they call for Joe Biden, do not concede until all the votes are counted. The military votes are back and all these mail-in ballots are back. That's just normal. That's just logical. That's just, why would you concede an election when there's still votes out there that have to be counted? You wouldn't. Well, I wouldn't. That's what I'm saying. But look, here's MSNBC's. This is now. Which one, Greg, should I do? Is this cut number six would be a good one to go in to coincide with this?
Yes.
Okay. MSNBC's Stephanie Ruhle worry that Democrats don't have a plan to stop the nominee. And this is actually about the Supreme Court here.
Supreme Court.
Well, that's okay. This will work.
The same. Yeah, it's still the same thing.
The same thing, yeah. Cut six.
Have you spoken to any of your Republican colleagues, and do you believe you can get two more of them to break ranks and vote with you?
I personally have not spoken to my Republican colleagues, but I know that other of my colleagues have. Now, all we need is for two more Republicans to grow a conscience, which has been sorely lacking for the last 4 years, as far as I'm concerned. So what I'm doing, Stephanie, is going on your program to let the American people know what's at stake, and it is their health care.
Senator, with all due respect, I wish my program had that kind of influence. Do you really think Republicans in the Senate are going to watch you on television and say, ah, yes, time for me to not take Mitch McConnell's call? I'm guessing that is not going to work. Given that, do you have another plan to stop or slow this process?
We can use every tool to slow things down, but as you all have been reporting, Mitch McConnell has the votes. That's why he's going to do this, and never mind that he is lying through his teeth about what he said in 2016. They don't care. So this is going to happen, but in the meantime, though, we have an election coming up.
You know what? They got the votes. They're gonna confirm the president's nominee. They got the votes. Bottom line, they got the votes. CNN's April Ryan was talking to Kamala Harris. Very, very objective interview here. Calling it right up the middle.
Well, this is on April Ryan's Instagram page, I believe. She hosted an interview with Kamala.
Now April Ryan is not an opinion person, well, right? She's a journalist.
So she does make reference to that in this, but she does, you know, with the exclamation that, you know, well, it's all spelled out in this clip.
Okay. This is the unbiased journalist, April Ryan, cut seven.
Well, you'll be well, and I pray all goes well, and I can't endorse, but what I say is if I get to say Madam Vice President, that's going to send chills through me. That's all I'm going to say. Peace be unto you.
It's good to be with you. Peace be unto you, too.
I can't endorse, but if I get to call you Mr. President, it might move. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Okay, then.
Can't
endorse, but I think it moved.
I mean, there's no reason to.
Just saying. All right. Let's see now. We are doing our hour of nonstop talk. Look, if you made the mistake of throwing away your wedding ring, or if you are about to propose, yeah, if you're like that football player and you gave away your wedding ring and now you're in trouble, right? You know, wow. You gave it away to a kid. Wink, wink. What do you do? Well, you better call my buddy L.L. Pavorsky, and wow. You better do it now, right?
I mean, what a tie-in. What a tie-in.
I'm just saying, Lee Pavorsky can help you. He can solve this problem for you.
It's great.
You call him up, and you go, listen, here's the deal. So I lost my wedding ring. I told my wife I gave it to a kid. It's in my glove, but I don't think she's buying that. No. So can you help me out? It's about trust, and you could trust Lee when you want to celebrate a milestone in your life with a fine piece of jewelry. Whether it's a marriage, anniversary, birthday, or holiday present you're looking for, Lee will be your go-to guy. If you have pieces that you've inherited or you just don't want anymore, Lee can help you redesign them into something you will love to wear again. Have a family member looking to get engaged? Well, Lee will spend the quality time necessary to educate them and treat their request with respect, all the while being mindful of their budget. Lee makes the process easy and personal with no pressure. He meets with everyone by appointment only in his beautiful store of 32 years. 32 years. It's right on Walnut Street, 707 Walnut Street. Very safe neighborhood, by the way, the jewelry district. Visit llpavorsky.com to schedule an appointment. llpavorsky.com. You can call or email. All the info is there at llpavorsky, llpavorsky.com. Lee will be the jeweler you trust. You can count on. He knows jewels. He knows Philadelphia. He knows what makes life special with these milestones. So reach out to him today, llpavorsky.com.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of nonstop talk. The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in today on any of these stories we are talking about. Dawn's back. We're very happy to have her back. And what's cooking over there?
There's a lot going on, that's for sure. We have 62 degrees. Good morning. This is Yoli Show News Live, sponsored by Christian Heating and Air Conditioning. So Pennsylvania restaurant and bar workers, small business owners, many of them mom-and-pop businesses, say they're losing hope this morning with Governor Tom Wolf saying he will veto that legislation that would eliminate COVID-19 restrictions on the struggling hospitality industry. By the way, Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney is doing okay, but still self-quarantining after coming into contact with somebody who apparently tested positive for COVID-19. The mayor says he actually tested negative, but is still quarantining, just as a precaution, just to remind you that the risks are still very much.
Oh, he's a grandstanding buffoon. What, did he get it in Maryland? Is that what happened? When he was having lunch at the indoor restaurant at his buddy's place in Maryland, is that where he came into contact with it? I'm curious. Mm, yeah. He has not said, by the way.
Yeah.
Mayor has not said where he came into contact with somebody who has COVID-19. So.
And was the Maryland restaurant friend a woman, a lady friend, or a man friend?
I don't know.
Mm. Inquiring minds want to
know. Inquiring minds want to know, right? He should self-quarantine for the rest of his term and stay off of media. And just to be safe, to make sure COVID can't transmit through the airwaves, just stay in your office.
There's a newly revealed report showing Delaware native Hunter Biden received a $3.5 million wire transfer from the richest woman in Russia, Elena Baturina. She's the widow of Yuri Lushkov, the former mayor of Moscow. So a report describing her involvement with Biden as a financial relationship, but declined to delve deeper into why the wire transfer was made. So it's coming out of that Senate investigation. Mostly, I just wanted to say Elena Baturina.
Well, but, we like when you say Elena Baturina. She's Russia's only female billionaire. Her plastics company received a series of Moscow municipal contracts while her husband was mayor. Because that's what happens in Russia or Democrat cities here in America. By the way, do you remember the great advice from the movie The Graduate? Plastics. Remember that?
I love it.
But plastics, and also have a corrupt mayor husband who will buy your plastics for the city using government contracts. That too.
Always helps.
So 11 wires. She's not, by the way, you see her face?
Yeah.
It's like she's like the Russian woman in An American Tale is what I think of when I look at her face. The probe found she sent 11 wire transfers between May and December to a bank account belonging to Back USA, a tech startup that filed for bankruptcy in March 2019. 9 of those 11 wire transfers were sent to Seneca Partners. And then also the Chris Hines, the stepson of former Secretary of State John Kerry, also part of this investment firm. And it's all a little bit, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sketchy.
Sketchy. The plot thickens. By the way, Hunter Biden is also in the same Senate investigation that's happening. They're also connecting him to some kind of Eastern European human trafficking ring. So that's being alleged.
Alleged.
As well.
Yes, alleged.
So not big. It's not making big news. I don't see it, you know, leading the national news, but I thought I would just mention it.
Yeah, you know, and on that point, so the Senate report, this is from the New York Post. Senate report links Hunter Biden to prostitution or human trafficking ring. The Senate report that came out, allegedly thousands of dollars he sent to people who appear to be involved in the sex industry, according to the report released by the Senate Republicans. The report claims unspecified records show that Biden has sent funds to non-resident alien women in the United States who are citizens of Russia and Ukraine, and who have subsequently wired funds they have received from Hunter Biden to individuals located in Russia and Ukraine. So the allegations are contained in a footnote to a section of the report that details potential criminal concerns and extortion threats involving Hunter Biden and other members of the Biden family. So there you go.
Wow. You know why Rich Zioli is so happy? Rich is so happy because New Jersey is ranked in the top of the nation for happiest states.
No.
Swear to God.
Stop.
Wallet Hub.
Remember, we are New Jersey.
I don't believe this story. This is fake news.
No, there are a couple of studies out, one of them being Wallet Hub, ranking New Jersey the fourth happiest state in its 2020's Happiest States in America survey.
Yeah, so, you know how that happens? Let me tell you how that happens. Ready? The call comes in. Hi, I'm from the survey people. We're doing a survey on happiness. Are you happy? Yeah, I'm friggin' happy. Click. And they go, this jerk ass if I'm happy. With this moron governor, I'm not happy. What kind of a jerk is that? Block that number.
Well, New Jersey has one of the lowest divorce rates, though. They looked at divorce rates, things like that. So the marriage.
It's too expensive to get divorced. People just leave each other.
By the way, Delaware on that list is number 24, Pennsylvania, 28th.
What's the happiest state in the country?
The happiest? You know, I didn't even look.
I'm curious.
Probably like Hawaii. I'll have to look.
You would think so, right? Except if you got to buy anything in Hawaii because it's so expensive. It gets depressing very quickly. I can't. No, that's a fugazi story that New Jersey's number four. I don't believe that.
You're funny. All right.
Yeah, I'm friggin' happy. I'm dancing over here. I'm so happy. I'm giggling. Ha, on the inside, you jerk. Click.
Is that how it works? It's a survey? See, I wonder if they... What?
Hawaii is the happiest state. Utah, second. Minnesota, third. New Jersey, fourth.
That does not follow. Utah, I can understand, by the way. I could, because it's sunshine 300 days a year in Utah.
But no booze.
Hawaii is so beautiful.
No, there's booze now. They have booze now. And most places have booze now in Utah.
By the way, I should mention Marvel dates. Marvel has announced the release dates of Black Widow. May of 2021.
Wait, why? They said it was supposed to come out next month.
Cause COVID.
Oh, come on. I was so excited to see that movie.
I know. And my favorite, Thor, Love and Thunder. That sounds like a porno movie.
It does. It sounds like something you'd see on Pornhub.
Oh, my.
Totally.
Love and Thunder.
Love and Thunder, Thor.
I'm here to fix the cable. I'm Thor.
Oh, wait, but that's not going to be out until February of 2022.
Okay, now this is stupid. Why? Can we? These movie theaters are not going to be around to show these movies if they wait till February or May of next year and February of the year after that. There's not going to be theaters to show these movies in.
Thor, I'll wait for you.
Yeah, you'll wait for Thor. I need Black Widow, and I need her now.
Yes. This news is sponsored by Christian Heating and Air Conditioning.
Before you get to that, while we're on the subject of movies, they've resumed filming of The Batman, starring Robert Pattinson. He had COVID, you know, and like everybody else, pretty much he survived it. So they've now resumed the filming of The Batman. It's going forward. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's supposed to, the trailer looks great. Looks very awesome. Good. I'm excited about it, and it's supposed to be in theaters next year. So
hopefully.
Which I'm sure will get pushed off to 2029 because of COVID.
Yeah.
So
I just saw that they're going to be in Chicago filming
specifically Chicago for a couple chases.
Well, they need a violent and chaotic city, and they couldn't get the permits to do it in Philly. So
Chicago's the go-to.
Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago's kind of like the go-to for Batman.
Well, they don't even need extras. They just literally need to just put Pattinson in the middle of a street on any night and just film it.
It's very true.
Sorry, Dawn, go ahead.
Okay, so Christian Heating and AC, your community's trusted HVAC provider since 1989. Say hello to fall with one of their preseason 22-point tune-ups, or save big with a $24.75 off a new HVAC system. Call 888-2-CHRISTIAN. Save today. Let's get to the NBC 10 First Alert forecast. Mostly cloudy today. We're going to see the sun peek out a little bit, but a high of 79. And then tomorrow for your Friday, partly cloudy, 77 degrees. Saturday, 76, a 40% chance of showers. Saturday's the lesser day of the weekend because Sunday, it's going to be beautiful. More sunshine, 84 degrees. And, of course, Yom Kippur begins, or Yom Kippur, as many say, Yom Kippur begins at sundown on Sunday. And this weather brought to you by Mercedes, fully equipped with cutting-edge MBUX voice command tech. Now with more leg room than ever before, the all-new 21 Mercedes-Benz GLA is an SUV everybody's going to appreciate. Visit your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer in person or online. Schedule that private showroom appointment. I'm Dawn. Zilly Show News Live, always on the radio.com app.
Thank you, Dawn. Appreciate it. Look, we're out there in life again. Thank God. It's good. I want more of life to be open. But how do you get there safely? How do you get there in one piece? Well, of course, it's Amstar Medical Transport. That's how. These are great people, by the way. Wonderful friends of mine personally and wonderful friends of the show. Amstar Medical Transportation is going to get you there safely. Tony, his sister Marion, her husband Alan, they're the owners. And they will get you or your loved ones to medical appointments, non-emergency hospital procedures, or even family events. It's a family-owned business. And they're great partners of us, and you will appreciate how much they care about you and your loved ones. The entire staff is respectful, excellent, compassionate service. They are a true door-through-door service provider. So what does that mean? Well, they don't just drop you off. They ensure the patient is dressed for the weather, help them out of the house, secure them safely in the vehicle, help them check into their appointment, and stay with them if needed. Amstar Medical's vehicles are always incredibly clean and well-maintained, but also experience at transporting children with special needs. Here's the best part. Amstar Medical Transportation features the best rates in the area. So book online at amstarmedicaltransport.com, A-M-S-T-A-R, amstarmedicaltransport.com. They offer discounts to our veterans, to our first responders, and, of course, to you. Great people who will get you there safely, you and your loved ones, amstarmedicaltransport.com.
Talk radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.